Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Friday, National Hat Day. Tom and Laura in the morning. I finally got my hat in the mail yesterday, just in time for National Hat Day. It was supposed to be a Christmas present.
Yeah, my goodness, that was ordered a while ago.
Yeah, I actually ordered it to be like to wear during Christmas time, a snap down cap in red for Christmas. It finally showed up yesterday and it didn't fit. It was tight.
The Peaky Blinders cap.
As soon as I took it out of the box, I was like, this looks like a kid's hat. And I looked at the tag and it said, double XL. I'm like, well, okay. And I tried to put it on. It wouldn't even fit on the back of my head.
Oh, shenanigans.
So now I got to send it back. You got to send that label and all that stuff. And then they emailed and said, hey, sorry. I don't know what would have happened. I said, look, it doesn't fit like the other two or three hats I've ordered.
Just call a spade a spade. You got a big noggin.
Oh, yeah. I got a big old meathead. And so there it is. I have three hats from this Boston Scally company, which I think it's a great company.
Great hat company.
Yeah, and now I have to send it back. So my National Hat Day is not going too well. Here's one for Laura, though. It's National Booch Day. The nickname for
kombucha.
Your favorite drink, that bubbly fermented
kombucha. Actually, you just reminded me.
Oh, boy.
I think I need to brew some more this weekend.
Oh, boy. If you don't know what kombucha is, contact Laura. She'll tell you all about it. It's it's biotic, not bionic. It's biotic.
It's a living organism. I take good care of my scobies.
And what beautiful scobies you have. All right.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
There you go. And it's, what else is it? It's a big lottery day here in Pennsylvania and some states across the nation. Mega Million going at $750 million tonight. Powerball going at $640 million tomorrow night. Wow.
Wow.
That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of dinero. It really is.
And yesterday we went on social media just to ask about it. And people in Central PA are great about this.
The comments were great. Lots of people talking about paying off their mortgages, of course, but then their kids' mortgages, setting aside money for grandkids for college, donating money. The comments were great. There was one idea, though, that we'll talk about later that I wholeheartedly agree with.
Okay. As in you and I have talked about our ideas. If we hit the lottery, hey, here's $1,000. Go away.
Please stop talking.
Hey, here's $1,000.
But you and I both have gone on record that should we hit the lotto and we have enough money, we are gifting each other $1 million.
Yes, cool. We are. Yes, we
absolutely
are. That'll buy a lot of hats and a lot of booch.
It will. It will indeed.
So we'll talk about that throughout the day. You're still invited to the 94KX Facebook page to let us know what you think this lottery mania going on locally.
It's a lot of money.
Wow.
Somebody somewhere at some point in time is going to win this. It can't keep going up forever. Eventually, the numbers are going to hit.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Coming up, Jimmy Fallon with a late night soundbite. He talks about that Bitcoin guy that is going to lose a lot of money.
Oh, my gosh. Two password oopsies away from losing like over $200 million.
Yep, $220 million. And he says he's okay with it. We'll check that out on the way. And coming up this hour, the good news with Laura Good.
That's right. That's right.
Stay with us.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
Stand by. He could lose $220 million.
Ouch.
Dollars.
Oof.
So this Bitcoin thing, it was a really good idea until something like this happened, right?
Well, I mean, the thing is, put your passwords in a safe place, like a piece of paper in an actual safe. Don't forget your digital passwords.
Exactly. And I have all mine except one, and that's in my damn phone. So every time AT&T wants to reboot my phone or something, I have to use my password. And I don't know what it is. I totally forgot it. I've had the same phone for 10 years, and it freaks me out when I can't when I can't do this. So imagine Tom Morgan with $220 million in Bitcoin, and you only get 10 chances to punch in your password, and you've done it 8 times already incorrectly. Wow.
I don't know. Maybe I'd let it sit there and not try the last 2 times in the hopes that technology would be invented to crack that encrypted wallet.
That could take a long time, though, or maybe not. I mean, what? I mean,
I don't know.
For everything you do, there's a way to undo it. So can't Bitcoin help this guy somehow?
Okay, I'm going to be really honest here.
Uh-huh.
I know what Bitcoin is.
Right.
I just don't fully understand it.
Okay. I mean, like, I don't understand it at all. So, you know, I mean,
$210 million worth of Bitcoin. Like, can I cash that out at a bank somewhere? Like, what if I was like, okay, you can have this computer. Give me money.
Could you go? That's a funny thing. Could you go up to one of those little money machines and sheets and say, yeah, I need $220 million. Come on, cough it up.
Right.
Not going to happen. Anyway, this guy doesn't seem to be terribly upset about it.
A lot of people are offering various solutions. Everything from the silly to, like, for example, one person suggested, have you tried the word password?
Oh, God.
So that was one. Some people have recommended various mediums, psychics, prophets that I could talk to.
Yeah, yeah. Go to the Bloomsburg Fair and have one of them gypsy ladies help you out. That'd be great. $220 million. Dollars.
That's a lot of scratch, okay?
And
that's
you, a lot. And you forgot your password to $220 million. Blows me away.
I don't think I would be able to be as cavalier as he is being.
Exactly. He's like, oh, well, 2 more guesses, whatever. I think I'd sit on it.
I think that's all an act. That's a lie, man. You're upset inside.
Yeah, exactly. We'll stay on this story and we'll concentrate on our very own Pennsylvania lottery games this weekend. Tom and Laura in the morning, we bring you the news, and we've invented something new called the good news, but we don't have the music for it. Sorry.
Oh, no, I was waiting for it.
So was I. We have massive technical difficulty, which is thrust Lynn Hall in on it. But this is not the music.
Is this the Pennsylvania polka?
That's what it sounds like. Something.
I mean, that's okay. Listen, I love me a good polka. That's going to be the new music for good news, cool.
No, it actually isn't, but that's what comes up instead of it. So anyway, we do have the good news with Laura Good. Go ahead.
All right. So we're going to start off with a feel-good story again, talking about people winning money. It's lottery day, right?
Right.
A COVID nurse in North Carolina just hit the lottery for $1 million. But the story that goes along with it just basically says that it's a well-earned reward. Mm-hmm. Long story short, this nurse never buys lottery tickets. She was tired after a 15-hour shift working in a COVID unit down in Durham, North Carolina. And on a whim, because she happened to have cash, bought a scratcher.
Okay.
Scratched off the first one, didn't win. Scratched off the second one, $1 million.
Wow. $1 million.
I think that's
well deserved. If there's anybody who deserves it, it's that lady. That's
for sure.
Right?
So there's a little bit of good news on the lottery front. Mm-hmm. Next but not least, an anonymous dude in Ohio used his stimulus money to leave a $600 tip.
Wow.
He wrote on the receipt that the pandemic hasn't affected his job. He's been lucky enough to keep working. He got a stimulus check anyway. He felt like sharing it. It was the right thing to do. So he tipped the waitress at his favorite local establishment.
Very nice. That's good news.
And finally, a waiter at an Indian restaurant in Missouri turned down the $2,021 tip that was offered to him the other day. The whole thing is on video. You can Google it. Mm-hmm. He basically thanked the customers who are doing a Venmo challenge. Take a listen.
Wow.
Our Facebook followers in the community gave us $2,021 to give to you tonight.
No way.
Yeah.
I cannot take it.
Yes, you can. That's for you.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
It's a donation from lots of people.
Wow, so I really appreciate your donation. Trust me, I mean, it's too much for me.
Yes.
But I highly recommend you try some places and need this money more than us.
Wow.
And
I really do think you guys are the best restaurant.
Thank you.
That's good news. That's somebody with a big heart, Laura.
Right. So he basically went on to say that he's doing fine. Luckily, his restaurant has been supported. He told him to hang on to the money and to bless someone else.
Mm. You can hear the news or see the news anywhere, but only one place has the good news with Laura.
And that's Tom and Laura in the Morning right here on 94KX.
That's a lot of money. Mega Million tonight, $750 million. Tomorrow's Powerball, only $640 million. What would you do with that kind of dough?
Ooh, lots of stuff. But man, oh man, I think first and foremost, everybody in my age bracket would say pay off student loans.
Yes. Yes. Mine have been paid off a long time. But yes, everyone in your demo struggles with that, even though you've been out of college a while. But that's what happens when you sign up to go, right?
There it is.
I mean, you know, maybe you have a mortgage you'd like to settle up. Maybe you have a car payment that you struggle with. But $750 million or $640 million. That's a lot of money. We asked you yesterday on social media. You came up with great ideas. People basically want to take care of family, too. Isn't that cool?
Yeah. Most of the comments, which are awesome, were folks saying that they would pay off debts, pay off their mortgage, maybe buy a new car, but then help out friends and family, set up savings accounts for grandkiddos and kiddos. I mean, just really nice stuff.
Yeah. So the people in Central PA, I've always said this, have huge hearts. You know, they take care of their own. They take care of people in their own area that are in need. You know, like we've never had a problem asking for something like the Needy Family Fund or something like that. You know, people always step up and say, yeah, I've seen this in my own hometown. I want to take care of it. So I think if somebody locally, and we've had some local winners of like $1 million scratch off.
We have.
Wow. Wow. I mean, that's huge. So
one of my favorite ideas from our friend Melissa commented on the 94KX Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
She said that once the jackpot gets so high, want to stimulate the economy, give $1 million to each winner until it's gone.
That's what I talked about yesterday that my mom has said since day one. My mama says you don't need more than $1 million. If there's 750 going tonight, grab 750 winners. The only problem with that is people wouldn't buy tickets if it was only a million. I mean, I'd take a million.
I don't know.
That person who scratched off.
I think nowadays $1 million could be life-changing for a lot of people.
You're darn tootin'. I mean, that lady who scratched off in the coal region and saw a million there, I'm sure she had to look at it more than once. You know, $1 million on a scratch-off.
I would keel over dead.
You would not.
Like, seriously.
You're too healthy.
Fall flat on the floor.
No, I would keel over dead. You would just maybe skip a heartbeat or two.
Okay.
Hey, on the way, your chance to win a $50 gift card from Wise Markets. It's our final New Year, new item of the day coming up right after the news. And then it's Flashback Friday.
Yay. Get those requests in.
1-800-326-94KX is the Ford phone line, or...
Or you can hit us up on the 94KX Facebook page or text us at 49330. Flashback Friday, we want to make it a good one this week, so get those requests in now.
There we go with Kicks on a Flashback Friday.
Great song.
Remember Kicks at the Strand? Maybe you don't, because that goes way back. Maybe you remember Kicks at a local fire company. Maybe you remember Kicks at a campground. That is cool with cool kids. You know, that's what's cool about Flashback Friday, Laura, is everybody's like throwback could be from an entirely different decade. Think about it, right?
Which is really, really cool.
I mean, you and I, totally different demos.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but we do like, we cross over, because you like the aughts,
yes,
the
I
early
do.
Aughts,
yeah,
and the 90s, which is solidly my demographic.
Yeah, and people look at me funny when I say, what's the matter with that? Like somebody busted on me the other day because I said I like Justin Bieber. I said, the kid's talented. You're too old.
He's
to
a
like
jerk sometimes,
you're
but too, the Biebs is awesome.
Yeah, so I said, hey, what? You know, music crosses all demos. That's a good point. I raised three kids to like all kinds of music, and I'll never forget my one daughter playing a Led Zeppelin song from her bedroom while she was doing homework. And she says, "Dad, come here." I come in. She's playing Going to California. "Dad, you ever hear this song? This is great."
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, it was popular when I was in high school. Well, take, for instance, a grandma who wants to hear dance music. Now, what does that mean when she talks to Alexa? Play some dance music. Well, Alexa has a different idea of dance music.
Alexa, that's a jumping song, honey. I want a beautiful dancing song, honey. You know the nice ones, honey. A kind of suave, like, you know, honey, you play a lot of beautiful. That's my kind of no. Alexa, that's not the kind I want. That's a jumping song. I'm not sure.
That's our viral comedy video of the day. Look it up. Grandma
oh
wants.
Oh, gosh. You know, that suave stuff.
Yeah.
That's, you know what I'm talking about, Alexa.
Honey.
Not that junk.
Alexa, honey. She keeps saying. And I think she's looking for maybe some big band swing, you know, or something like that. But, yeah, Usher is not for grandma. Hey, whatever your favorite song is, we're ready for you right now, right, Laura?
Exactly.
1-800-326-94KX.
Send us your requests now or on the 94KX Facebook page or text us at 49330. It's Flashback Friday.
94KX. Yeah, we're getting funky. It's okay. It's all good. It's a Flashback Friday, right?
That's right. It's absolutely okay. Get funky with your bad self.
Yeah, because I haven't heard that in a long time. Thank you, Tracy. There is a local band called the Loons out of Bloomsburg, and they are the local band that covered that song the best. So if those guys are still hanging out in the Bloomsburg area, Charlie, the bass player, he sang it just like that. Play that funky music. Keep your
That's
requests
awesome.
Coming in. I think we got Movie Mike with us. What do you think?
Yay, let's do it.
What's new in the movies? Rumor has it, not much.
What's new in theaters this weekend? What's new in theaters this weekend?
This ain't gonna be easy.
Here's Movie Mike with the new movie rundown on 94KX.
We're right smack in the middle of January, and this is not really a surprise, but there's not a whole lot going on in the nation's cinemas. In fact, there's only one new movie opening nationwide this week. That is The Marksman. Liam Neeson plays a rancher on the Arizona border who becomes the unlikely defender of a young Mexican boy desperately fleeing the cartel assassins who pursued him into the United States. What would January be without a new Liam Neeson movie, right?
Yeah.
I screened The Marksman last week, and I'll have an opening day review for you coming up in just a few minutes.
Okay, Mike, we'll check back with you. Laura, it's Liam Neeson. You can't go wrong.
I love it. What would January be without a new Liam Neeson movie?
Happy New Year. I am Liam Neeson.
Exactly.
All right, Mike, come on back. It's a Flashback Friday.
Right here with Tom and Laura in the morning on 94.
Before you get your ticket and your popcorn, see what Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
In The Marksman, Liam Neeson plays a retired Marine sharpshooter who lives along the Arizona border and spends his days reporting illegal aliens who have crossed over into the United States. One day, he encounters a woman and her 11-year-old son who are being pursued by a dangerous cartel intent on killing them. The woman offers him a ton of stolen cartel money to get her boy safely to relatives in Chicago. He agrees, leading to a chase in which the bad guys pursue him halfway across the country, trying to get their money back. Liam Neeson is very good in The Marksman, and the film certainly has some moments of tension as he and the kid attempt to outrun their pursuers. Unfortunately, the story sticks so firmly to a formula that there are no surprises. This is one of those movies where you pretty much know everything that's going to happen in the first 15 minutes, and then you sit there waiting for it to catch up to you. The bottom line is that The Marksman is a perfect example of a time killer movie. If you have 2 hours to waste, it's passably entertaining. On the other hand, if you want to see something that really grabs you, this isn't quite it.
Ooh.
On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 2.5 sniper rifles.
2.5 sniper rifles?
Wow, that's sort of scathing.
Mike, you're being a little tough on my man, Liam Neeson.
He is, but aren't all of his movies sort of the same?
Shh. Hey, you're the girl that likes Fast and Furious Part 1 through 10.
So?
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 We'll see. I don't know. The Marksman. Isn't there a movie out with Tom Hanks that's almost the same thing? He's traveling across the country with a little girl that somebody's trying to kill. I mean, come on. Can we come up with something new?
Very true.
I don't know. All right, Mike, we'll see you on Monday with the Entertainment Report. Another hour of Flashback Friday on the way.
Right here with Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
How about that, Laura? Wow.
That's a great one.
That song's been around forever. Thank you, Paul. Today's requests, a lot of them seem to be really old, like going back
that's
in
okay.
time. It's okay with you? Because it's okay with
yeah.
me.
Yeah, no, it's okay. If people want to go way back, that's cool. If people want to play the 90s and the aughts, that's cool, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I certainly hope it was okay for us to make reference to marijuana several times this week. It seems to be in the news.
It is. I feel like we're on the precipice of something. Maybe it's the legalization of the old ganja. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure.
And let's not forget the recreational legalization, too, because there's medical and now there's recreational. Wow. So anyway, with all this talk of marijuana, a shocking new study has found that in states that have legalized marijuana, junk food sales have taken a big boost.
I mean, it makes sense.
Why am I not surprised?
What do you guys want? Get some sour cream and onion chips with some dip, man. Some beef jerky, some peanut butter. Get some Häagen-Dazs ice cream bars, a whole lot of hot. Make sure chocolate. Gotta have chocolate, man. Some popcorn, bread popcorn, graham crackers. Graham crackers with the marshmallows, the little marshmallows, and little chocolate bars. We'll make some s'mores, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, y'all.
Also, celery, grape jelly, Captain Crunch with blue crunch berries. Pizzas. We need two big pizzas, man. Everything on them with water, whole lot of water, and onions.
Flashback Friday. Flashback Friday, half-baked, just in case you remember the movie. Wow.
Good stuff.
On the way, a late-night soundbite. Jimmy Fallon talks about Lady Gaga is going to be singing at President Biden's party. Wow.
Yes, she is.
And if we can make it happen, Laura, we want MacGyver to pick this weekend's NFL games.
He's going to try. Now, he's snoozing right here beside me on the couch. Okay. Because we've moved from the table to the couch. We're being comfy this week.
Okay.
I'll wake him up. But then I can't guarantee that the predictions are going to be accurate. He's sleepy this morning.
If you were with us last week on a Flashback Friday, we stumbled upon MacGyver wanting to talk football while Laura and I were talking about the Steelers being on our sister station. So for the heck of it, we had Mackie, as you call him, pick the Steelers-Cleveland game, which he picked wrong. I told him to go for the dog pound, but he wouldn't. He went for the Steelers to stay local. They lost, but I also asked him, just as a bonus pick, who he thought was going to win the Tennessee-Baltimore game, and he picked the Ravens, and they won. So he's batting 500, Laura.
Good stuff. Batting 500 for sure. I mean, one for one, I'll take it.
All right, so we're going to run by this weekend's playoff games. Three games on Saturday, three games on Sunday, if Mackie wants to do it. So isn't that reason to stay with a Flashback Friday?
I think it is.
Stay with us.
Everybody sing it. Joy to the world. That's for you, Boucha.
Boucha chimes in about as much as Paul down there in
right. Asbury. Here's the thing. Apparently, Boucha and Bryson, my youngest nephew, are dancing around the family room this morning listening to that song. So there you go.
The things that happen when you can't watch on Facebook Live. You know what I mean?
Right.
We're FaceTime for that much. Well, I hope you enjoyed it, Boucha and little guy Bryson. Here's another feature I wish we could do Facebook Live. Last week, we had Laura's dog MacGyver make the NFL picks. Now, we didn't run down all, whatever, six games, what have you. We just wanted to know about the Steelers because we're an affiliate here with SBC Media. So.
Indeed, we are.
He picked the Steelers. They lost. I told Mackie, should have gone with the dog pound.
But he didn't want to rock the boat. He knows that lots of people at the station are huge Steelers fans.
Yeah, but still, MacGyver, don't bet with your heart. Bet with the dogs. Go with the dogs. But anyway, the other game, because I'm a Raven fan, I asked him. Everybody thought Tennessee. Yep. Everybody thought Tennessee. Nope. MacGyver picked the Ravens and they won. So he's batting 500. He's doing a great job.
One for one. We're going to see this morning. Now we're a little sleepy, but I'm sure that we can get him riled up.
All right. I think our production team has come up with some music here. You guys...
Okay.
Oh, yeah. NFL
oh, there we
films.
Go. Okay. All right. Here we go.
All right, we've got two games in the NFC and two games in the AFC.
Oh, Murphy's ready.
He's ready to go. All right, in game one, the Rams visit the Packers.
All right, Mackie, do you want the Rams or the Packers? Bark once for the Rams, twice for the Packers. Come on, what do you have to say? Murph, what do you have to say? Oh my gosh, they're too tired.
Are you
you're letting me down.
Come on, guys. We're betting people here. Rams or Packers, Matt?
MacGyver, come on. Murphy, what do you have to say? Speak. Nope.
Get a chipmunk in the backyard or something. Get one of the cats.
All he wants is his pillow.
All right, well, give him his pillow. Get the cats riled up. I don't know.
Okay.
We need some help. I can't believe this is happening.
For the Packers. Twice for the Rams. No, he's just looking at me with his cute little face.
Is the NFL music bothering him? Maybe.
I'm telling you, today they've been snoozing. They've been sleeping.
Central Pennsylvania is devastating.
People are disappointed in you.
Oh,
that's one bark.
Okay.
So I think that's all we're getting once.
Okay,
so who's that mean?
Okay, that's Rams. Ravens-Bills. One bark.
Okay, Ravens-Bills. What do you think?
Yeah, we got one. Okay, he
once
says
for the
Ravens.
Twice for the Bills.
All right, now let's move on.
Twice.
Wait. Yeah, I'm on to the third game already.
Okay.
So he says the Chiefs over the Browns. And finally, Bucks and Saints.
What do you think?
It's a tough one.
Come on, once for the Saints. Oh, twice.
Oh, he goes Saints.
Okay, all right. Do you have them written down, Tom?
Yes, and the music ended just in time.
Oh, my gosh, that actually worked out.
All right, MacGyver's picks, albeit very late. MacGyver goes with the Rams.
I had to wake him up. I'm sorry. I tried to get him off the couch. He just wasn't feeling it.
Sometimes he acts like your husband, Keith.
Oh, my gosh. He's sleepy. It's a Friday. It's been a long week.
Okay. So here's MacGyver's picks for you people jotting him down at home. He picks the Rams over the Packers, the Ravens over the Bills, the Chiefs over the Browns, and the Saints over the Bucks. Monday.
All right.
Monday, we will find out.
Send it to your Vegas bookie.
MacGyver's picks. Something brand new.
Mackie Doodles. People are going to be blaming me if they lose money. You too, Murph.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Flashback Friday. There you go, Valerie. Boy, that song still rocks to this day, doesn't it? Wow.
That song's amazing.
Deep Purple. Smoke on the Water. Text request. Flashback Friday. What's that?
My mom just texted me the lyrics in German. Rausch auf dem Wasser.
Das Wasser, ja.
Ja, das Wasser, ja.
Hey, if you weren't with us a few minutes ago, Laura's dog MacGyver just made the NFL picks. And there's a new company in South Korea that has invented a collar that can translate your dog's barks into five different emotions. Happy, relaxed, anxious, angry, or sad.
Ooh, okay.
Now, would you invest in that $100 collar?
You know what? I'd be so interested. Yes.
Ah, okay. We'll go to the internet and buy
I'm
MacGyver
looking at it
one.
Right now.
MacGyver would be able to pick the games maybe by talking next Friday.
Oh, it's currently out of stock.
What?
Oh, my goodness. They're expected to begin shipping again in early spring.
Okay.
2021, the hits just keep coming.
Flashback Friday, you do remember Doug on Up.
Speak.
Hi there.
Did that dog just say hi there?
Oh, yes.
Bruh.
My name is Doug. My master made me this collar. He is a good and smart master, and he made me this collar so that I may talk. Squirrel.
Squirrel. Love that
Squirrel.
Movie. Love that movie. Ah, guilty pleasure. Daryl Hall and John Oates. I got to admit it. Wrapping up Flashback Friday with Tom and Laura in the morning. Chad Evans coming up next. If you like that 80s, 90s stuff, he's got that lunch for you, that way back lunch. Mark Stevens coming up this afternoon. One of those guys has a chance for you to win with Wise Markets and the new year, new item of the day. You still
good
there?
Good stuff. Yeah. Heck yeah, I am.
We've had some technical difficulty today thanks to digital audio.
We muddled through.
Is that what we did? Okay.
Yeah, we muddled through. We were okay.
We always like to wrap up with a thought for the day. And if what you just sent me is the thought for the day.
It is.
It's hilarious.
It is. It is a meme that I found. And you and I, and see, I think you're thinking of the wrong other word. But folks will understand in just a second.
Okay.
Friday is a day to celebrate. We've made it through the week. Also, Friday is my second favorite F word.
Oh.
Do you know what my first one is?
What?
Flashback. Flashback Friday.
Of course.
See what I did there?
I was thinking something else.
I bet you are.
Have a good weekend, everyone.
Enjoy all the F words, friends. Friday, especially.
See ya.
Bye, guys.